I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. The kids of the Santa Fe Youth Symphony will be given unique access this month to some distinguished professional musicians. The Harlem String Quartet, currently in residence at London's Royal College of Music, will lead a week-long series of workshops for the young musicians, along with Cuban composer and pianist Aldo Lopez Gavilan. The week culminates in a joint concert at the Lenzic Center. And with me is the Youth Symphony's Executive Director, Andrea Cassett. Andrea, welcome.
Thank you so much, Spencer.
What kind of interactions will the kids have with these special guests?
They'll have a number of opportunities to interact with them and be taught by them and also rehearse with them. Each of our ensembles, and we have, I guess they'll be working with six of them, each of our ensembles rehearse throughout the week, and so they'll be joining them for their rehearsals, working on the pieces for the concert with them. They will hear and work with them in different ways than their conductors already do, and teaching them specific things about technique and whatever shows up in their interactions with our youth in different situations.
This program for the concert was, of course, decided upon in advance.
Yes.
Did the Harlem String Quartet and Mr. Gavilan have a voice?
Yes, absolutely. They suggested pieces that they would like to prepare with us. And our music directors, each of the conductors, said, here's where my ensemble is. I think we could do this with them. So it was a collaborative process.
And you've chosen some new composers,
yes,
or different composers.
Yes. One of the pieces that we're preparing, and this is the one that was actually composed for the Harlem Quartet by Michael Abels, is called Delights and Dances. It's a composition for quartet and string orchestra, and is stretching the kids in the Youth Symphony some. The string players are learning some very challenging syncopated rhythms. That piece is particularly exciting for us because it was composed for them, but it's also composed by a minority composer, and it's so important to be highlighting composers that are not typically performed.
And the Harlem Quartet has specialized in a diverse program of composers.
Exactly. Part of their mission.
Now, we should say that the Harlem Quartet and Aldo Lopez Gavilan are uniquely suited to this kind of residency.
Absolutely. Because it's very important to me that all of our students get an opportunity to work with different kinds of music. We have programs in jazz, mariachi, and orchestra, but also with a diverse array of people who look like them. New Mexico is actually one of the most diverse states in the United States in terms of our population and makeup, and it's been definitely shown that kids respond well to getting to see themselves represented and mirrored in professionals, in successful people. And they're inspired by knowing that they're working with someone who understands at least a part of their journey.
And the Harlem Quartet and Aldo Lopez Gavilan have spent their careers working on education-oriented issues.
They certainly have. And they actually grew out of the Sphinx Organization, located in Detroit. It's been around for more than 20 years. And its purpose, its mission, is to support people of color in classical music because it's notoriously been a difficult field to break into. And originally, the Sphinx Organization was focused on a string competition for both junior and senior division. And over the years, it's evolved into an organization that supports arts leadership, creating opportunities and access.
The concluding concert will grow out of this week-long workshop. As you mentioned, the program will be worked on with the special guests and the young musicians. Who will be performing on March 3rd?
So the audience will see all of our performance ensembles. That ranges from 4th, 5th graders in the Prelude String Ensemble all the way up through some of our older high school kids in the Youth Symphony. Those ensembles will be performing together and separately, and then also with the Harlem Quartet and Aldo. And they'll also see our mariachi ensemble and our jazz ensemble.
So there are, if I'm correct, about 250 kids who
yes.
work with your program.
Mm-hmm.
How many of them will be taking part in the concert?
160.
Wow.
Yeah.
Lots of kids.
Yeah, lots of kids. Lots of kids to move around and put in the right places. last year certainly it was quite an event in that regard, just logistically.
Yes. This is the second annual.
It is the second annual, and I think it's important for people, I think, to understand when we're looking at nonprofit organizations or we're looking at where nonprofit organizations are picking up the slack, right, for programs that used to be offered through public schools. They used to be part of our expected education. They are not any longer. And again, the research is so strong around how music education really supports kids in every aspect of their life and their general well-being and their spirit and their sense of belonging and their neurological development, their language and reading skills. And in New Mexico, music education can really make a difference to kids.
So where will the proceeds from this concert go to?
They will go to support all of our programs. We have a sliding scale and significant financial assistance. We are looking at building our elementary strings program. Right now, it is in 4 schools. We'd like to expand the number of schools. This is a program that introduces violin, viola, and cello to 2nd, 3rd, and 4th graders after school.
After public school.
After public school. We've run into a number of issues with how to support kids. Financial assistance is only one obstacle for many of them. Many of them arrive hungry, so we're looking at finding finances for snacks. Many of them have transportation problems. So we're looking at all of those things. So the funds that we raise will go to support our program, provide instruments, provide financial support, and really promote musical excellence.
It might seem obvious to most people that working with professionals is good for young musicians. But Andrea, how is it good?
One of the ways it's good is that they get to see themselves reflected back. Oh, wow, that person looks just like me, or they came from Cuba, or there's a resonance that happens, and that's important. Professional musicians bring their lifetime of experience, and they can share with youth, here's how I got past these obstacles, here's how I got where I am. And those stories, I think, apply whether they decide to be a professional musician or not. Seeing that adults care about us as children is an inspiring thing. And then they bring years of training and excellence. And part of a musician's training is their ears. So when they come in and they play your instrument and can offer a tweak or a thing that may just kind of wake you up to a brand new experience of what you're doing or share how to practice. And then after all the work they've done this semester, plus the week of workshops, they get what I hope is a fantastic and dynamic experience of performing and hearing themselves in a new way.
Sharing it with the public.
Yes.
Andrea Cassatz is director of the Santa Fe Youth Symphony Association. Kids in its orchestral, jazz, and mariachi programs will perform alongside special guest musicians in a concert benefiting the Youth Symphony March 3rd in Santa Fe. Go to sfysa.org. Andrea, great to have you here.
Thank you so much.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.